This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time so much that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff. Well, I think it's fun stuff. You may not. Some of you probably wouldn't think it was fun stuff because you got to work at it. A lot of good things tonight. We've got Andrea Kay will be joining me in the first hour here, right after the break. And we'll keep her on as long as we can. But we've got some crazy stuff I want to talk about with her. Also, let me see, in the second hour, Hannah Sherlocker will join us from Campus Reform. it's just nuts what goes on in this world. I shouldn't say that. I kind of expect it from third world nations. It's crazy what goes on in this country, what we allow people to get away with, what we allow people to do, you know? And then again, in the third hour, our buddy David Fisher, do you know what to do with your gold? What? You don't have gold? What's wrong with you? Seriously, you need to have gold. You need to have some kind of, you need to have different or diverse investments, diverse money under your pillow, in your bed, hidden in the backyard, out in the cookie jar, whatever, to make sure you're safe. Make sure you're financially secure, you know, and not be like me and have to work another 127 years to make it all good. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE again, 855-732-5563. Now, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, and I mean any length of time, I have talked about this issue over and over and over and over again. And the issue is marijuana. You know, Colorado is devastated, just devastated over what's going on there. And it's not because too many people are on welfare, the job market isn't quite right. No, no, no. It's directly linked to the marijuana, the marijuana use, the marijuana law. Ever since they've legalized it, ever since they've allowed, people have flocked there to buy it. And did they do well in the tax revenues that they hope to gain and get? Yeah, of course they did. But what about everything else involved? Nobody thought to think. I don't even know if it's proper English, but whatever. Nobody thought to think about what that was going to do to Colorado as a whole, to its public service departments. Now, arrests are up in Colorado. There's still a black market. A couple of months back, Senator Cory Booker introduced the Marijuana Justice Act in an effort to legalize marijuana across the nation. And he wanted to penalize communities that want nothing to do with this dangerous drug. And look, I've talked to a lot of people, and it's not because I'm from the 70s. It's not because I'm an old white guy who doesn't want you to have to get high after work. But the marijuana of today is not the marijuana that your grandfather smoked. Or your dad, or you. Yeah, because I know some of you are riding in the car with your kids, and you're just smiling like, I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, that'll help. It is a dangerous drug today. It's got a lot more chemicals in it. It's got a lot more to hook you, if you would. right? And it's just marijuana. It's not a big deal, right? The country is facing a drug epidemic. Legalizing recreational marijuana will do nothing that Senator Booker expects it to do. Okay, we've been hearing this forever, and you heard it in Colorado back in 2012. Colorado's seen an increase in marijuana-related traffic deaths, poison control calls, emergency room visits. We actually, a couple of years back, I think we played some of those calls, those emergency room calls. They were hilarious. Sad, but hilarious nonetheless. Coffee tastes so much better in that mug. The marijuana black market has increased in Colorado, too. I thought that was supposed to go away. Remember, we were told once that was legalized, it would go away. Funds from marijuana taxes would benefit the communities, particularly schools. Dr. Harry Bull, the superintendent of Cherry Creek Schools, one of the largest school districts in the state of Colorado, said that's what he was told. And so far, the only thing that the legitimization of marijuana has done is brought more schools, brought marijuana to more schools. Isn't that wonderful? In fiscal year 2016, marijuana tax revenues resulted in $156,701,000 in tax revenue. Colorado was $13,327,000, had a revenue of $13,327,000, all the numbers behind it, making marijuana only 1.18%. Of the state's total tax revenue. They were expecting a lot more than that. They've done public awareness campaigns, all kinds of fun stuff. But Booker stated that his reason for legalizing marijuana is to reduce marijuana arrests. Oh, heck yeah. Sure. Maybe his arrest, right? This is crazy.
Why don't we legalize murder?
Yeah. Keep her mic off. Don't even turn it off. So that less people would go to jail, so less people would get... You know what? It's not doing what you thought it was going to do. This is why I've always said these legislators, when they do laws like this, crazy laws like this, they need to have like a sunset 3 to 5 years out. And if it doesn't do exactly what they say it was going to do, it needs to go away. The Colorado Department of Public Safety, right, said the arrests of black and Latinos have risen. They've increased 58%. And it's done is put a bigger burden on the taxpayer of Colorado. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sun on GCN. Andrea Kay joins me after the break. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Now, I'm looking over my left shoulder. I have a TV off to my left, and we're looking at, you know, some of these Blue Star mothers that come on when we have these sad, sad, sad times when our heroes have given their lives to protect us. And they and God bless them. I don't know what side of the aisle they're on. I don't know what they believe. I don't know what religious value they are. I don't care what color they are. God bless them for coming on when the dopes on the left always try to politicize this stuff. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always because of Trump. Trump couldn't be president. If he wasn't president, it would still be his fault. And let these families grieve. Let's get past this point before we start playing these stupid political games. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure. Yeah, speaking of stupid, here I am, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me. Andrea Kay joins me. As she's a weekly regular. She fills in for me every other week. Does a great, fantastic job. I'm going to replace her because I'm afraid that she's going to take over. And because you guys love her so much. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Always good to be with you. Hey, everybody out there watching on Facebook Live and listening. Appreciate the support for when I do fill in for you, because those are some big shoes to fill. So it's an honor. Glad to be here.
What do you say? I have Flintstone feet or something? I'm just kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. You know, this we have had a week like jam full of news. The Russian uranium story is, you know, I wouldn't say it's hit. We've kind of known about it. We've kind of known there's always been an underlying tone there. And so all this time they've been screaming Russian collusion. Remember, we couldn't turn on the radio or the television set without hearing about it. And they were right. They were right on. There has been Russian collusion, but it's the Obama and Clinton team that have been colluding, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think there are some new revelations coming out here. I don't think we realized how much of a cover-up that was going on within the FBI. We've known that the FBI has been politicized. We've known that, you know, obviously everything that happened with Comey. But in regards to Hillary Clinton and the Russian collusion, did we not know that she was involved in the Uranium One deal? We also knew that she actually, the Russian reset was all about her setting up a Silicon Valley over in Russia, if you will, and she was their business developer. Management person. She basically got all these companies to go invest over there, and they coincidentally put $20 million into the Clinton Foundation coffers, as well as paid all these speaking fees for Bubba. That's been all well known. So, you know, there's not really a whole lot of a smoking gun here, and really it's just a question as to whether or not we're actually going to finally have some accountability for it, right?
What about the FBI informant who was threatened to keep their mouth shut? Was it the mafia? Well, I guess it was the mafia, Department of Justice under Eric Holder.
Yeah.
Was it basically an eyewitness to all of this and told to shut up?
Well, yeah. And, I hate to sound like I guess it should be breaking news to me, but I guess what I'm saying is this additional evidence? Yeah. But is it this evidence that was necessary? No. Am I believing that there was nobody within the Republican Party who knew about any of this that was going on? No. Am I believing that we need this in order to hold Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, and Obama accountable? No. There's already enough evidence. At what point are we going to actually start seeing accountability? The more stuff comes out, the more I'm just frustrated that there was not already accountability done. You know what took down Capone? Tax evasion. They don't have to wait until every piece of evidence is gathered to start indictments. It's ridiculous. All this additional information does is only tick me off that there wasn't more done before, previously. And, you know, it's to me, you know, I think it was Lou Dobbs who said that the NFL commissioner Goodell and Jeff Sessions, what they have in common is just lose control from the beginning and then you're never expected to do anything. And, you know, what Trump needs to do is get rid of Sessions and get into the AG and they're going to start holding people. Well, because if Trump doesn't.
Oh, he's going to blow it for the rest of us, too. What's going to end up. Well, look it. To answer your original question, why haven't anything really been done yet? It's because we have spineless people in Congress, and until we change them out, and I wrote about this years ago. Until we change them out, this is not going to change. I don't name me. You got a handful. You probably can count on two hands the people who have the spine to actually bring charges, to push hard. Look at Trey Gowdy. My God, there's a guy that could actually make something happen. There's a guy that could make an extremely, extremely big difference. And I got to tell you something, I would cut him loose. Okay, I would. She went away. I would give Trey Gowdy the keys to the safe. I would give him all the authority he needed and say, here, take over that DOJ. Put these people in jail, get this stuff fixed, and let's move on, right?
By the way, I was beginning to think, was it something I said, or was that the only way you could get a word in, right? Like, here's the thing about Trey Sessions proved that we need to start bringing in some people from the outside. Those that have been inside the Beltway and in Congress, they're all too in like Flynn with each other, tied together. I think we need to bring somebody from outside the system. I say go and find your hot snot U.S. attorney somewhere that doesn't know anybody in Congress. Never been hanging out at these, you know, parties in Washington, D.C. together to come in and actually start draining the swamp. Gowdy, to me, was all bark and no bite.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Well, where was the result? I'm not into barking. I'm into biting.
Right.
Where was the result from Trey Gowdy? We had more congressional hearings investigating why Comey was fired. Comey was a criminal who's been covering up crime. Talk about new evidence. Dude was writing the exoneration letter of Hillary back in May.
Yep.
Why in the world were taxpayers' dollars spent today investigating whether or not he should have been fired? Dude should be doing a perp walk.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. But I got to tell you something. I would have put up the citizens' taxpayer dollars just to watch Sessions rip Frankenstein open today. Okay? You know, did you see Al Franken just shaking his head? And the beauty was that Sessions had his exact words verbatim of the question that he asked the first time, wrapped it around his neck and hung him with his own words. I was just going, praise Jesus. This is so cool to watch that happen, right? I mean, go ahead.
Well, I mean, if what you're looking for is theater and a good performance, I mean, absolutely, watch these hearings. You know, it's better than the movies that Hollywood is putting out today. But if you're really looking for accountability and congressional oversight and actually have our government work properly and rout out corruption, we're not going to get that.
Who's going to do it? Yeah, I was going to say, who's going to do it with the group that's up there? They've got total control, and they're still playing games. So I don't see you're going to see it change quickly or anytime soon. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more. Well, let's jump on Hollywood, because I know I only have you for one more segment, and that thing there is just infuriating to me. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Andrea Kay joins me. Don't go far. You don't want to miss it. Besides, we don't have to come and knock on your door and turn the radio on. So we'll be back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boom!
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back.
Come on,
get off the dance floor.
Sit down.
You guys make me nuts.
A little boogie music, and I totally lose control. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, really, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you get really crazy about stuff I say, and you don't send me an email for a week. Let me tell you what, tomorrow, I won't know what I talked about tonight. So don't wait a long time to do this. Anyhow, Andrea Kay joins me like she does every week, and actually she takes over once every other week, and you need to pay attention because she's an extremely smart lady. And Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'll wait and reserve my boogie for the next time I'm in the studio. Yeah, and then Tammy and Boogie together.
Grab your husband after the show, put your roller skates on, because, you know, that's my era. And you guys have do you remember the movies? Well, you're not that. You're young. God, I feel so old. Yeah, thank you.
I thought all kinds of movies, though. What movie you rap thinking about?
Oh, well, look at you. Just go, what is it? Is it Saturday Night Fever? Didn't they have a roller rink? No, they were just dancing, right?
Night Fever. Who's skating? I don't know who did roller skating.
Don't drag me down this rabbit hole. Okay, I mean, I remember all the lights, and we'd sneak booze in there. Yes, I used to drink. We'd sneak booze in there and thought we were really hot stuff on rollerblades. Just dumb-looking people. We were just dumb-looking people. Anyway, all right, let's get back to...
Did you have long hair in the 70s?
Oh, I had Donny Osmond hair in the 70s. Does that tell you anything?
No, I don't remember.
Do you even
know
who
hair looked like?
You know? I give up.
Was that like a ball horse head like the Beatles?
No, it was fluffier than the Beatles. Thank you very much.
Fluffier.
What are you, look, Tammy's over there. She's going to lose it. She's laughing so hard.
I'm trying to imagine fluffy hair, but anyway, go on.
Can we just move on? Because, I mean, every minute you talk, I'm looking for a walker in the room. I'm feeling that old at this particular point in time now. So, all right. Let's come. Yes, hooray for Hollywood, celebrating sexual deviancy for the last Well, for decades, actually. You know, yeah. Just amazing. But, don't jump all over me here. Because one of the questions I asked early on was, this is predominantly women over the years. Over the years, women have been abused tremendously. Now, kids too, but I want to stay on the woman thing for a second. Now, again, tens of women. Bill Cosby, 50 women came forward. Some of them had to be real. Some of that had to actually happen. Also, people around these people had to see this going on. So this has been going on for years. Why wouldn't women get together and come out and complain about this, devoid of the career? What's more important, allowing other women to have to go through this? Man, you are such a force when you come together. Why do you think that ever happened?
Well, I think that there's a few reasons for that. I think some women did come forward and they were told to shut up about it. And I think that they were scared. And I think that there were some women that made that trade-off. I know of a woman who was told many years ago that it was open knowledge in Hollywood that Gwyneth Paltrow slept with a Harvey Weinstein to get the part in Shakespeare in Love. So I certainly think that there were a lot of women that were actually cool with it in order to get ahead. And I also think that there are some people coming out now, some women coming out now that are jumping on this victim thing because they don't want to be, you either want to be in the victim group now or you're going to be considered to be a part of the group of enabling.
Yep. Yep.
But I also think that when I had it happen to me in corporate America, and sometimes when it happens to you, you would think you're the only one. And it's years later when you find, oh, that happened to you too, because you are scared. And, you know, if you're in corporate America, Hollywood, you're not on a salary, a weekly pay.
Right.
But in corporate America, you know, you got a mortgage, you got a car payment. And you're like, I can't afford to give up this paying gig. So there's a variety of reasons why women don't speak up. And the statute of limitations is so short that once it runs out, if you make an accusation, then you're subject to a lawsuit.
I know it's tough. I just sit here and scratch my head all the time going, this stuff, this and other bad things, it'll never stop until people really make it uncomfortable, really open their mouths, come together as a group. But the other side of this is, who's running all of this, right? This is running by those self-righteous Hollywoodites, right? Those progressive social Democrats that claim to be the moral compass, claim to be smarter than we are, claim to know more than we do, and they'll tell us how to live our lives. And these are the same, he got me started. These are the same people that 1977, Roman Polanski raped that 13-year-old girl. You got a 13-year-old daughter? You got a 13-year-old niece? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that dog, Polanski, raping that 13-year-old daughter of yours. And what's he do? He goes to another country to run away from this. They give him trophies. They give him awards, those freaktoids in Hollywood. And you go pay to see his movies. You put money in the pocket of a guy that raped a 13-year-old girl. God bless you. Help me out.
I think you're wrong because Whoopi Goldberg said, well, you know, Roman Polanski, it wasn't rape-rape. Okay? And
it wasn't rape-rape?
Rape-rape. And I think that really is a window. I think we've now, the mask has come off of Hollywood for the reality in terms of who they are. They enabled this man for politics, and largely the casting directors, the people of power who knew about it, did it for politics and for political reasons. And that's why they did it. But I also think there's a nasty underbelly here that with a pedophilia angle is that, yeah. And it ties into Roman Polanski, that I think you've got a completely morally depraved society on the left in Hollywood that actually thinks it's okay to have sex with children. They actually think that children have the ability to consent to sex, and that's why she said what she did about Roman Polanski. That's why, in addition to hiding the sexual assault of women, they are, you know, have been hiding what's been going on with the pedophilia. Mm-hmm. I don't blame the women much for not speaking out, but what I do blame them for is that while they knew that this was going on, how dare they go and stand on the stage with Linda Sarsour and stand on the stage in 2012 during the conventions and say that the Republicans are leading a war on women with Mitt Romney and his violence against the women. That's what I really resent about the women who didn't speak up. Because how dare they contribute this falsehood that Hollywood is some kind of moral majority over us? That's what I blame them for.
You know, when I was doing the research for this, I was amazed. It seems that 12 and 13 is the right age
that somehow these freakoids are attracted to. You know, I look at 12-year-old girls, I go, and I do it, I don't drive down the street, that sounds wrong, but looking at this, you see the young girls, you see the, I'm going, my God, how do you get turned on to that? How does anybody look at that and go, that looks pretty sexy to me? It's sick. And Errol Flynn, which I'm really amazed at this when I was reading about this, think about this. He continually raped a 15-year-old girl for 2 years, all right? At times, people heard her screaming for help, and nobody helped her. And then, on top of that, when he goes for the second girl, it's finally when they decide to bring charges against him. And what happens? He gets found not guilty by the jury. But it wasn't because he wasn't guilty. Come on, let's be honest about it. It was because he was Errol Flynn. That's the only reason that man went free. And you know, well, you know that's true. God.
Well, yeah, and I'm flashing also on Jerry Lee Lewis? The singer Jerry Lee Lewis? Did he marry a 13-year-old and go on to win?
It was his cousin. I guess that's acceptable down there.
Yeah, his 13-year-old cousin. And how about, the scene in The Godfather, which The Godfather, the singer was supposedly based on Frank Sinatra.
Right.
And the movie producer who had young girls brought to his home, that was also supposed to be based on a Hollywood producer.
Yep.
So everybody's known about this for so long, and it's absolutely sick. What I'm hoping and what I believe to be the case is that I think that once and for all, this is finally put, I think this is the death knell for Hollywood as a political voice. They have
right.
no right, whether it's about, not just about women either, but it's about the hypocrisy of gun control, that tolerance, they claim that they're the tolerance for the gay and lesbian community when they're partnering with Sharia and they defend Islam that would throw gay people off a roof. They're dead to me in terms of political power.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. Listen, we're running up against the time. Tell people where else they can hear Andrea Kay.
Well, first and foremost, they can hear me next Wednesday night when I'm filling in for the great man, the Joe Messina, on the Real Side Radio Show. Me and I are going to knock it out next Wednesday night. My show, The Andrea Kay Show, is on Tuesdays on AM 1170. I'm also on One American News on Mondays. And, I've got West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay. You can Google that. We've got a YouTube channel, and we're on a variety of networks there. And it's always great to be with you.
That's always a pleasure, Andrea. Have a great rest of the evening, and we'll talk to you next week for sure.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up at the break. I ain't letting you go that easy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. You know this? I'm going to save that for later. Well, you'll have to come back to find out what I'm going to talk about. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Edgar Winter. Come on, who didn't like Edgar Winter? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't want to get into stuff going on with me personally, around me. I write some pieces. I had a local commentator interview me on this podcast, and it was just so much fun. Because I'm not really on the other side of a mic when somebody's kind of drawing information out of me. You know, I do interviews all week long, all day long, off and on. But it was just this particular one was funny. And people, you can see who's on what side of an issue, like ideologically. So I simply mentioned at one point that In the transgender world, the experts, not Joe Messina, because I'm an expert at nothing. So, not Joe Messina, but the experts say that, what is it? It's called gender dysphoria. The guy couldn't accept that. I brought it out, and now everybody in that feed on Facebook, you guys can't get to it because it's locals only. is going nuts about me calling it gender dysphoria. But this is proof positive, though. They are not interested. Not one iota. They're not interested in whether or not it's truth or it's fact. Because the minute it goes against what they believe to be truth, whether you have the facts or not, the minute they believe it goes against what they believe to be truth, you're a liar. You're a homophobe. When you quote the American Pediatric Association, you're a liar. You're a homophobe. So even the doctors and the scientists that are in it, apparently, are liars and homophobes, right? It's a no-win. So don't beat your brains out with these people. Jesus himself at one point said, look, you try X amount of times, then you knock the dust off your sandals, tell them to go pound sand and leave. Well, that's Joe's version of what he said, but close enough. Anyhow, Dave LeBlanc, I hear you have a special day today. That's right. We honor birthdays of those of you that hang out, stay around, stay with me no matter how stupid I get. Now, and well, hey, we don't have any proof it's your birthday. You could be doing this just to get your name said. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again, David. Have many more birthdays. All of you, you know, maybe it's not your birthday today. Maybe it's coming up. Maybe it went by. I'm going to wait a little while before it comes back around again. But I really do. Even if I don't like you, you know, even if you're on my hit list of people I need to go after verbally, I'm one of those guys. I don't want anything to befall you because my attitude is, I know some of you are going to lose an eyeball over this. There's always a chance of redemption for anybody and everybody. So, again, as much as you might make me crazy, as much as I might want to, you know, stick my fingers in your ears or whatever, in your eyes, I don't know. Let's move on before I get in some real trouble here. Anyhow, so, you know, you guys, earlier I did that. You got to go check out the story about the marijuana and what it's doing about the marijuana, yeah, and what it's doing to Colorado and other places. And I've done these stories like this before, how much money they spend, local emergency rooms. And you know, these people don't have any money. These people are buying dope, are living off of welfare and everything. They have no money. That's why I always get the biggest kick out of it. Now, when I asked Tammy to look up something for me, which I thought was hilarious, when she did look it up and I got my hands on it, I just started rolling around. It was so funny. But it really, the left... I don't know how to say it. The way they do this, I don't know why you have to be so dishonest in how you spin stuff. Now, again, I preface it always with not all of them. I know some really hardworking, sane, logical Democrats. Yes, I do. But why the majority of them that are heard and seen and out there, the spokesholes, if you would, why are you so whacked? This Representative Frederica Wilson, who criticized Trump for insensitive remarks to the soldiers. But now I'm going to preface this. And I know you're going to say it anyway. There's no way, for those of you who are haters on the left, you're just going to be hated anyway. This woman looks like Sheila Jackson Lee. All right? You know, she's got the cowboy hat on, always has the flowers and the jewelry and, you know, and just the way she holds herself. All right? And... she's from Florida. That's the only difference. She's not from Texas. She's from Florida. And right away, she has to go for the jugular of Donald Trump. Because he has to be like the Hawaiian judge, right? Yeah, Trump has to be a bigot, a racist, a hater. And it was great. I was talking to somebody today in the Dem party. And we were talking, and lifelong Dem. And before I said it, before I brought it up, even talked about it, he says, you know the thing I hate that my party has done? What we have done as a whole, we have making words, we have making, that's me, thinking of bacon. We've made words like racist, homophobe, hate, especially hate, of no effect. They mean nothing anymore. And the reason they mean nothing is because we use them for all the wrong reasons. He said it about his party. And I couldn't agree with him more. We have made them of no effect. They mean absolutely nothing. So the Dems say it about us. We say that you're whacked.
And it looks like both sides have lost their minds. Representative Frederica Wilson, a Democrat out of Florida, made headlines this week, again, after she accused President Trump of telling the fallen soldier's widow in a phone call that the man knew what he signed up for, but when it happened, it hurts anyway. Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was killed in Niger earlier this month. Wilson says Trump made the comment to Johnson's surviving wife, Maisha Johnson, while the family was traveling to Miami International Airport to meet the fallen soldier's body. I saw the mother in a tarmac, heartbreaking. Not the mother, but the wife. Heartbreaking. Okay? These young men and women that go there, now see, you're going to get mad at me, but I'm going to say it anyway. They do know what they're signing up for. See, that's why, do you understand? That's why they're heroes? That's why we hold them in such high esteem. That's why we don't kneel for the anthem. See, they don't get that. They have to spin and twist everything. Anybody who signs up for the military knows they're going to fight, or if they didn't sign up for that part, they know they could lose their life. They understand what they're putting on the line. It doesn't make it any less hurtful. It doesn't make it more meaningless. But it is a statement of fact. And we thank them for that. We thank them for the fact that they... Think about this. They're doing what our founding fathers did when they signed the Declaration of Independence, right? They're going out there, and they're saying, I know by signing this agreement to serve in the military, I know by signing this declaration, I am signing my death warrant. I am signing away my life, my family, whatever, to make a better life for the people back here at home. They do the same thing when they sign up for the military. They know I'm going to be ducking and dodging bullets. I could run over a bomb any day, any time, any moment, but I'm willing to do this if it keeps my wife, my daughter, my kids, my aunts, my uncles, and other Americans safe at home. God bless them. That's why they're heroes. That's why we call them heroes. Okay, let me let that drain out. So Trump hits her on Twitter and says, you know, the Democrat totally twisted and fabricated his words. Right? She goes on. Now she's going to fight him on Twitter. I don't know. That is, and in the immortal words, that's some kind of different kind of stupid. You know what I'm saying? She goes, I stand my account of the call with the real Donald Trump. I was not the only one who heard and was dismayed at his insensitive remarks. Isn't that great? Good for her, right? Now, when you think about what's her name, Frederica, or should I call her Mrs. Wilson? I don't care, whatever. Mrs. Wilson just sounded kind of weird. A former elementary school principal, Wilson was elected to the U.S. House of the Representatives in 2010. She previously served in the Florida State Senate from 2002 to 2010, State House Representatives from 1998 to 2002. She lists on her website, she lists several issues of concern, including education, gun violence, health care, immigration, and jobs. She says she's against Republican efforts to change Medicare from an entitlement to a voucher program for individuals age 54 and under. When it comes to Social Security, Wilson says that she will vote against any measure to privatize the program. Right, because privatizing programs never works. Never, ever, ever works, right? This year, Wilson voted against the Republican health care bill. In February 2015, she sponsored a bill that was introduced on what would have been Trayvon Martin's 20th birthday. The bill called for the House to press any state legislature to reject or repeal Stand Your Ground. So the feds were going to try to impose themselves on the states, which is not what our founding fathers, most of them anyway, had in mind. Right? They were going to push down on the states that you can't have a law allowing your people to protect themselves. Amazing, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go get some fresh air. I'm going to walk around the seat once or twice, see if I can get the blood flowing the proper way. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We've got Hannah Sherlocker joining us in the next hour from Campus Reform. We're going to talk about the crazies going on campuses across the country. We'll be right back.